Pinkies up.
Are we starting?
I mean, I'm trying.
Okay.
Hello, Lindsay Ann.
Hi, Sarah.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, blessed. A little stressed.
Oh my gosh. I feel it, yeah.
Dude, so somebody was telling me at that training class I went to this week.
What?
Every time I would see him in the morning, he would kind of sit next to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, good morning, sir. And he'd be like, good morning. And I'm like, how are you? And he's like, absolutely blessed. And I didn't know what to tell him this morning. And so I said, ditto. I mean, I'm not...
That's good that he's, you know, happy.
Yeah. Hey, I just didn't know. And he was wearing... He was a black man. Mm-hmm. Who was in his, like, late 40s. And he was wearing Trump socks. And I was like, this is a little different.
Yeah.
But it was a cop training class. So I guess I wasn't that surprised in that matter.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what are we doing today? I don't know.
What do we have?
What did I tell you we had? Did I tell you anything?
Mm-mm.
No. I don't even remember.
How do you not remember?
I finished it a while ago. The Winchester Mystery House.
Ooh, okay.
Do you know anything about that?
Mm-mm.
I think I ask you that every time we do a topic. I'm always like, do you know anything about that? And you're like, no.
No. I don't know shit.
No shit. Okay. Before we get there.
Did you just say no shit?
No shit. Before we get there, I just want to say how fucking awesome it is
mm-hmm.
that we have a listener in Dublin, Ireland.
That is awesome,
who was like, hello, I'm from Dublin, Ireland, and I listen to you guys.
That is tripped out.
First off, ma'am, I'm pretty sure you are aware that we are floored that you even replied back to us and that you're listening to us.
Yeah.
Two small Texan gals making their way downtown, walking fast.
I was just saying that.
Faces pass.
And I'm homebound.
Her name is on, you know, I'm not going to call it out
because
I don't know if she wants everybody to know. But she commented on our Instagram and she was just like, hello. And I'm like, ah.
That is so crazy.
Just in our room, whoa. In a little podcast room we have here in Texas, making it all the way across the pond, dude.
Yeah. I
would have never thought either. So if anybody else is out there who,
follows, tell us where you're from.
We'd love
to know who's actually listening.
Yeah, who's listening and where y'all live, your address. Yeah.
Your address.
Your social security number. Date of birth. Blood type. If you can send us all those things in our Gmail account, which is, Lindsay, what is it?
It is ghost.demyass@gmail.com.
Gmail. Yes, that is it. So I just wanted to give a shout out, quick shout out to that lady, that wonderful, beautiful person who just made our whole
day. Yeah, that was cool.
I'm currently checking our email and there is nothing in here but spam.
Dude, Sarah, can I just say,
huh?
Thank you for your gift from you and Sarah. That was so awesome. She made me cry.
I sure did. Made me
that
cry.
That was so awesome.
I cried in return.
When I tell you, I have snacks. Okay, sweets. I have sweets for days. And I am gonna fucking eat it all up. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your
gift.
You're
welcome. Y'all, Lindsay's birthday on the 8th.
Yeah,
it was Tuesday. Lindsay's birthday was on the 8th. So happy birthday. Shout out to Lindsay Ann, who is now the ripe old age of 25.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Just kidding. This bitch is 29.
Oh my God. Ah,
call you out.
I know.
Hey, it's okay because I am also as well 29.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to be turning 30 before you, bitch.
I know. I can't wait.
Yeah, I can wait. I can wait. I don't want to see 30 at all. I hope I die. Mm. No, I'm just kidding. Oh my god, I want to breathe that into the air. What am I doing?
Shut up.
I know. I'm not drunk enough for this yet.
I'm going to get...
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow is going to be lit.
Tomorrow, we are having a birthday party for Lindsay and we are going to get litty.
We're going to turn up, as the kids say these days. Turn up.
Don't ever.
I'm sorry.
Don't ever. Do it down.
I'm so sorry.
Double dabbing.
Have you seen that one where he's like...
Oh, he's going back and forth, just fucking shaking his hand. Oh, yeah. Y'all, we need to do a video of this. You would hate it, Lindsay.
I would.
But I think you would look so cute.
I don't want to be seen.
Yeah, I agree. Let me tell you something. I'm cute.
Can I have another one? You are cute.
The world needs to see me.
Shut up. Thank you very much.
I'm giving you all the lemon lime ones because I don't like...
Oh.
Ew. Mm. Stop making out with your fucking bottle.
I'm putting my gum on the freaking cap.
You're soaking dick. Can I tell you something?
What?
I have been reading a lot of fan fiction.
Really?
I've literally gone through 3 book trilogies of Natasha Romanoff and Female Reader.
Girl,
but it was really, really good. It wasn't like, you know, like smut. It wasn't like, you know, nasty or anything. Like, it had like a really good storyline.
Yeah.
Why are you looking in the corner?
Because I gotta show you something.
What?
What I bought.
Fuck, got the mango one.
Fuck. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh my god, I'm so sorry, guys. That's so gross.
Oh, if I put some chamoy on the mango one, I think it would be really, really good.
Do you have chamoy?
No. Where'd all the time go?
Oh, where is this at?
But.
No.
I feel like I have so much to say. I've missed talking on the podcast. I feel like we haven't done it in a while.
I know.
I was really lonely last weekend. I was really trying people would like to get to contact me, Zoom me, call me, anything, and nobody, nobody did anything.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine. You're working. Okay. What?
Low volume.
What are you showing me?
But it actually has a camera on it where it shows you, it's thermal, but I don't know how to work it. Did somebody just say something?
Is it on?
Yeah, it's on.
Bro!
Let me see.
What the fuck?
What did it say?
I don't know. No one said anything.
What was it doing?
I don't know. I thought it was a video. I thought you were showing me a video. Someone over here putting it to my face.
No, it's recording.
I didn't know that. And I saw my face and I just got scared. I got the worst goosebumps. Lindsay.
Oh my god.
I really thought I don't want to know if something's here.
Why?
This is my house. You could do it at your house. What if we saw somebody standing in the corner? Bro. Oh. What does that mean?
It's detecting someone. 3, 2, 1.
What? What was that?
I don't know.
What? What? Do you even know how to use it? No.
No.
No. Did you buy it?
Yeah.
How much was it?
A lot.
No fucking way. Seriously?
No, I'm just kidding. It was like 3.
God, Lindsay.
It was like 3 or 4 bucks, something like that. There's a way you can change it. I don't know. We'll look at it later.
We ain't doing it in my house.
But that shit was beeping. That means it was detecting something.
Shut up. I was just holding it like this and it started beeping. Like, I was holding it with, like the camera facing down. So it would have been looking at the table. Something on the table!
Fucking ghost strippers over here.
That's that Booty Montana strippers. Okay. All right, let's get back on track here, y'all. Back on track. Stop. I got really bad goosebumps from that. Like, real bad.
You should.
Stop. Okay. Hello, everybody. My name is Sarah.
My name is Lindsay.
And this is...
Ghost on my ass! A podcast with two spooky bitches.
Spooky bitches.
Telling stories.
Spooky stories.
Doing ghost shit.
Ghosty shit.
I love that. I love that.
All right, Lindsay Ann. So like I said earlier, we are doing the Winchester Mystery House. Bum, bum, bum.
Dun, dun, dun.
What is that one? Bow, wow.
Bitch. Are you meowing?
I literally said bow, wow. There we go. That's what I was thinking.
Okay, Blue's Clues.
Bow, 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 bow. What the fuck? Bow, wow. Okay. All right. Winchester Mystery House. Are we ready for a setting of the scene?
Yes.
Okay. Her voice sounds frantic. The candles have been lit, and the seance room is almost completely empty. It should be absolutely nothing in there. But calm, and only one other person by the name of Sarah Winchester. She sits in the middle of this dark and cold room, and she tries her hardest to ask the spirits from beyond the grave, how can she appease them? All of a sudden, the candle lights have been blown out, and a scraggly, bony hand crawls over her shoulder, and a voice slices through the air.
Never stop building.
It whispers. Its breath smells of death and decay.
Keep building, Sarah, and they'll never find you. And if you don't, we will kill you!
The Winchester Mystery House has always had a ghostly cloud hanging over it. This week's episode, Lindsay and I will be braving the hallways of this unbelievable maze of a house. Were there really ghosts haunting this rich-ass lady and her big-ass house? I guess we'll find out.
Don't stop building.
They said, don't fucking stop building, whatever you do.
Or
they will kill you. Yeah, yeah, I'll tell you. I'll tell you exactly what they're gonna fucking do to her. So who is Sarah Winchester? Let me make sure that I tell you. Sarah is spelled with an H. It is not the S-A-R-A.
Okay.
And that's just a big thing to me, because everybody spells Sarah with S-A-R-A, and I think that's bullshit.
I've never spelled it like that.
Thank God. All right, so Sarah was born as Sarah Lockwood Pardy in New Haven, Connecticut in 1839 to a Leonard Pardy and Sarah Burns. She was one of seven children. Although they provide the birth year of 1839, there is no official documents to provide the real date or even the actual birth year of Sarah, so they're kind of giving a guesstimation. At the time of Sarah's birth, the Pardys were a respectable, upper-middle-class New Haven family. Her father, Leonard, was a joiner by trade who became a successful carriage manufacturer, and then later, during the Civil War, he made a fortune selling ambulances to the Union Army. So young Sarah's most distinguishing character was that she was everything but ordinary. Many people considered her to be sort of a child prodigy, but also considered her to be absolutely fucking gorgeous. Like, drop dead, this bitch is fucking slamming. Mm. Yeah, she was beautiful. So by the age of 12, Sarah was already fluent in the Latin, French, Spanish, and Italian languages. She was learned person.
Wow.
At an early age, she was admitted into Yale's only female scholastic institution known as the Young Ladies Collegiate Institute. She was really smart. Damn. So then Sarah met William Wirt Winchester, and according to historical documents, the Winchesters and the Pardys were very well acquainted, particularly through New Haven's First Baptist Church. Additionally, Sarah Pardy and William's sister Annie were classmates at the Young Ladies Collegiate Institute, so they were like, they already knew about each other and everything like that. Sarah and William were married on September 30th, 1862, and their only child by the name of Annie Pardee Winchester came into the world on July 12th, 1866. Unfortunately, she died due to infantile disease known as marasmus, which is a severe form of malnutrition due to the body's inability to metabolize proteins. She died basically like 40 days later.
What?
Yeah, Sarah was really distraught about it.
That's sad.
Mm-hmm. So, in 1880, Oliver Fisher Winchester, which is William's father, he died, leaving the succession of the Winchester Repeating Arms Company. You've ever heard of the Winchester rifle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's who made it. Okay. So, the dad dies. He leaves it to William, who is married to Sarah. So, 1 year later, William dies of tuberculosis at the age of 43. So, the double loss of Annie and William was, like, a fucked up, staggering blow to Sarah, and she is, like, doesn't know what to do with herself.
What the fuck?
What?
It's doing that shit again, dude. I'm over here, nothing's touching anything, and it's shaking.
Well, I'm shaking my leg.
Do it again?
I can see my mic moving.
Maybe. Dude, stop scaring me.
You're scaring me. Dude. You better fucking quit. We're about to turn the fucking lights on.
Stop. Oh, you're going to really be scared when you hear what Brianna has to say.
Stop. What?
Or were they not supposed to know?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, you'll have a surprise guest later.
Her episode is going before this one, right?
Yeah. So... yeah, we're filming before, yeah, right, Brianna, right. Okay, y'all? But, you know, yeah, technically, yeah. This is like 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
Facts. Anyways, great, you ruined the surprise.
I'm sorry.
I mean, technically, it's not really a surprise there right now. Okay. God, you scared the fuck out of me. You really did.
You scared me. This shit is just going.
It really wasn't. You're so full of shit. It wasn't shaking. If I can't see it shaking, it wasn't shaking that bad.
Girl, it's shaking like this.
Anytime I move the table, it's going to move your mic. And I'm
like, what the frick?
Estúpida.
Can't do that. Shit.
Jerking off the mics. I better touch your crystal.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh
my God. Don't manhandle it like that. Ew!
What?
Lindsay just jerked off that little crystal we have. Anytime I say that, I think of a mini. I think of a mini crystal.
I feel rejuvenated. Mm. The good vibes have flown through me.
Yeah. Okay.
After the ejaculation of the crystal.
Can we get back to Sarah Winchester?
Yes.
And her crazy ass money. All right. So, Sarah's lost her daughter, her only daughter, and she's lost her husband.
Okay.
But the only thing she hasn't lost. Is her fortune.
Mm-hmm.
This bitch got money. She got money. She was left with an inheritance of $20 million plus nearly 50% of the Winchester Arms stock. Bruh.
Oh, yeah.
Bruh. Okay. So Sarah got approximately $1,000 per day in royalties for the rest of her life. The result of which made her one of the wealthiest women in the world because of these rifles.
Whoa.
So Sarah, after losing her daughter and her husband, she went on a 3-year world tour, quote unquote hiatus, and she basically went everywhere. But there was, nobody knows exactly what she did when she went overseas. They just know that she went over there. Because there wasn't any documentation at the time and nobody was keeping records and whatever. So, Sarah's family and also William's family had been very active in the Freemason world. Do you know anything about the Freemasons? They're like a cult. We have a Freemasons brotherhood here in Yoakum. And we also do have the Knights of Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Knights of Columbus?
I've heard of them, yeah.
Okay. It's a fraternal order, basically. So the Freemasons, or I think we have one of the Freemasons. So the Freemasons, Freemasonry or Masonry consists of fraternal organizations that trace their origins to the local guilds of stonemasons that from the end of the 14th century regulated the qualifications of stonemasons and their interaction with authorities and clients. Freemasonry has been the subject of numerous conspiracy theories throughout the years. Modern Freemasonry broadly consists of two main recognition groups. The regular Freemasonry, which insists that a volume of scripture be open and work in a working lodge, that every member profess belief in a supreme being, that no woman be admitted, and that the discussion of religion and politics be banned. The Continental Freemasonry consists of the jurisdictions that have removed some or all of these restrictions. So, in Europe, France specifically, a movement in France called Co-Freemasonry, which allows for male and female membership, was already underway when Sarah arrived in that country. Given her social status, her already knowing the Freemason tenets from her family members, and a mastery of the European languages, Sarah could easily have been admitted into any of the permissive French Masonic lodges.
Damn.
So basically, it's like, I feel like it's a cult.
Yeah.
They're thinking about a supreme being. They're like, have like a book, a spell book.
Oh.
Like, it's just kind of like weird. And they like have like weird theories about things. And they just think outside of the box. And I mean, I guess it's not really that crazy. But at the same time, when they're just like, no, we're not going to have any women involved, I feel like that's kind of like, it's a little sus. So in 1884... Sarah then took up residence in the San Francisco Bay Area, eventually moving inland to the Santa Clara Valley, which is now San Jose, to buy an 8-bedroom farmhouse from a Dr. Robert Caldwell. Her apparent motive for the move was to live in close proximity to her numerous relatives, most of whom had come to California during the 1849 Gold Rush and were scattered from the Sacramento to the Bay Area. So one of the relatives that Sarah had gotten closer to was a man by the name of Enoch Pardee. He on Wikipedia, they note that he is a prominent occultist.
Oh, shit.
Like, he was into the occult. Most likely, the occult reference has to do with the fact that both Enoch and his son George were members of the highly secretive and mysterious California-based Bohemian Club, which was an offshoot of Yale's Skull and Bone Society. I don't know what the fuck that is. But they were also, both Enoch and George were Knights Templar Freemasons. So they were just a part of a whole bunch of, like, different groups and beliefs and lodges and all this kind of shit like that. And she was kind of bundling herself into it, and she was getting a part of it too. So she was having these crazy theories and thought processes, and it just, she was just,
yeah,
out there. Okay, the thinking of these people are just out there. So now we're getting to the house. After purchasing Dr. Caldwell's house along with its 161 acres of farmland, Miss Winchester hired a crew of approximately 20 carpenters and began the implementation of a vast building project that lasted until her death 38 years later. The construction of the house was an ever-building enterprise in which rotating shifts of workers labored 24 hours per day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Damn. With Sarah as its only architect, the house gradually mushroomed outward and upward, reaching a height of 7 stories in some places and having about 500 to 600 rooms in the house. So in 1906, an earthquake reduced the house to only 4 stories, and Sarah was like, okay, that's it. We're not going to build any higher than 4 stories just because it's just too dangerous. So they left it at 4 stories, and that's how high it is now. So aside from its immense size and Victorian-style architecture, the house has a number of unique characteristics.
Okay.
To begin, it is undeniably a labyrinth. There are literally miles of maze-like corridors and twisting hallways, some of which have they have dead ends.
Yeah.
For no fucking reason. It doesn't make any sense. There are also some centrally located passages and stairways that serve as shortcuts, allowing a virtual leap from one side of the house to the other. Traversing the labyrinth is truly dizzying and disorienting to one's sensibilities. There are rooms literally within fucking rooms. There's a staircase that leads to nowhere. There's a, it like literally goes straight to a fucking ceiling. In another place, there is a door which opens into a solid wall. Some of the house's 47 chimneys have an overhead ceiling, while in some places there are skylights covered by a roof. And some skylights are covered by another skylight. The yeah. Fuck? And in one place, there is a skylight built into the floor.
Wow.
There are tiny doors leading into large spaces and large doors that lead into very small spaces. And another part of the house, a second story door opens outward to a literal drop to the ground floor.
I'm so you're trying just, to imagine all this in my head.
You're like opening the door, like opening that door yeah. and it immediately just drops off to the outside. Yeah. So adding further to the mysterious features, the prime numbers 7, 11, and 13 are repeatedly displayed in various ways throughout the house. The number 13 being the most prominent. Why would you think that 13 is prominent, Lindsay?
I don't know.
You know that 13 is kind of like considered like
I know it's like considered good luck.
It could be considered good luck and it could be considered unlucky. Don't they do like the unlucky 13? Or is that unlucky 7?
Oh no, lucky 7, unlucky 13. I thought it was they were both lucky numbers, 13 and 7.
I'm about to fix this. The number 13 represents femininity. Number 13 is synonymous with bad luck. It is considered unlucky to have 13 guests at a dinner party. Many buildings don't have a 13th floor, and most people avoid getting married or buying a house on a day marked by this dreaded number.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
All right, so these numbers constantly, 7, 11, 13, constantly show up in the number of windows in many of the rooms, or the number of stairs in the staircase, or the number of rails in the railings, or the number of panels in the floors and walls, or the number of lights in the chandelier, etc. Unquestionably, these three prime numbers are extremely important to Sarah. Practically, this house is like a small town in itself. What are you doing? Adjusting your titties?
Yes.
Okay. This house is like a small town in itself, Lindsay.
I can imagine.
The Winchester estate was virtually self-sufficient with its own carpenter, a plumber's workshops, along with on-premises water and electrical supply and a sewer drainage system, which was like fucking weird at that time because this is like in the 1800s or yeah. 1900s. They didn't have a lot of that. That was like still like kind of brand new. If you had that stuff, you were rich, basically. Mm-hmm. And obviously, Sarah's fucking rich.
Yeah.
So, Sarah Winchester died on September 5th, 1922, due to congestive heart failure. And as soon as she died and the workers found out about it, they completely stopped. I mean, there were, like, nails that were halfway driven into the wall and just left there.
Yeah.
Like, it was just completely stopped. So, in accordance with her 12-page, 13-part will, signed by her 13 times, by the way, Sarah had her entire estate divided up in generous portions to be distributed among a number of charities and those people who had faithfully spent years in her service. Her favorite niece and secretary, Marion Marriott, oversaw the removal and sale of all Sarah's furnishings and personal property. Roy Lieb, who is Sarah's attorney of many years, had been named in her will as an executor of her estate. He sold the house to the people who in 1933 preserved it as a living museum. Today, it is known as the Winchester Museum House and is known as California Historical Landmark number 868. Wow. So it's a historical landmark. So let's get down to the nitty gritty. Let's get down to these hauntings.
Okay.
Because there's some hauntings that go around with this. Okay?
Okay.
There's some ghostly shit going on. So, after William's death, we're going back.
Okay.
William died. What's going on with Sarah? She's completely fucking distraught, okay? She wanted to make contact with the afterlife. So, she made contact with this guy, this famous medium who was, his name was Adam Koons.
Okay.
And they did a seance together. Okay? During the seance, Sarah was told that because of the many people who had been literally murdered by the Winchester rifle, she was cursed by the Winchester fortune. Coons further instructed Sarah that the angry spirits demanded that she move to California and build them a house. Mm-hmm. Upon her arrival in California, Sarah began holding her own seances every midnight so that she would receive the next day's building instructions from the spirits. Her seances allegedly involved the use of a Ouija board, a planchette, and 13 various colored robes she would ritualistically wear each night within the confines of her own seance room. Which she did. There was a seance room that she built in the middle of the fucking house that was basically for that. Oh, I'm getting chills right now just thinking about it. To further appease the angry spirits, Sarah made sure the construction of the house went on nonstop, like I said, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. For fear that if she would stop building, they were going to kill her. She was going to die. She had deathly fear about that. So for some inexplicable reason, Sarah took precautions in the building design as to incorporate all the strange features of the house to confuse the evil spirits, which is why she would make things like weird, like a staircase that leads to nowhere, little doors that lead to smaller rooms. Okay.
That's so weird.
It's weird.
And they would tell her exactly how to build it?
That's what they said. Huh. Because only Sarah would make the decisions.
Yeah.
So she would ring this alarm bell every night at midnight to signal the spirits that it was seance time. And then again at 2 a.m., signaling the spirits that they needed to leave. Huh. So she was letting them know, hey, it's opening time, now it's closing. Which actually is pretty smart.
What the fuck?
Because you're supposed to always make sure, this is a signal, this is me closing that doorway. And letting them be known that there's no more coming through, right?
Yeah.
So, Sarah infused the number 711 to the architecture, which we talked about. Which are lucky numbers, actually. And 13, well, you know, 13 is unlucky. She used the number 13, though, to ward off spirits. Mm. That's what she used to keep them away. She also slept in a different room every night as an extra measure to throw the spirits off her trail. And then she would use secret passageways from room to room so that no spirits could follow her.
The frick?
Like, just imagine an old lady, like, scurrying through the walls. Dude. Once you see, I have one picture of Sarah Winchester, and it is kind of gives you the creeps. You kind of feel like this lady is otherworldly. Like, there is something going on with her. So since her death, little has been uncovered about Sarah Winchester and the reasoning behind her obsession with building the Winchester Mystery House. She gave no interviews, she left behind no journals, and she had no family willing to speak about her. So, I mean, we have all these ideas and thoughts that we think we know about what's going on, but in actuality, we could just be, you know, talking shit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, no one knows exactly what happened to her, like her thought process. I mean, she had to have she had to have been experiencing something in that house to be like, I'm gonna make this house fucking crazy. Or maybe she had like a mental health disorder. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of people who actually say that they have encounters of a ghostly kind at this house, okay?
Okay.
So, there is one such ghost that many call a residual haunting, meaning it's a ghost just doing what they had always done when they were alive. They usually aren't aware that they're no longer living. This ghost is what is considered the wheelbarrow ghost and can be experienced in the grand ballroom and the chilly basement of the estate. He can be seen working on the fireplace or pushing a wheelbarrow full of ash or coal. Hmm. So there are shadow figures or shadowy shapes that resemble people, which are perpetrated to be seen roaming around the corners, down long hallways, and appearing in windows. A former marketing director employed by the house captured a photo in 2015 and caught what appears to be a human-shaped apparition looking out on the front gardens. I have that picture, actually. I'm going to show it to you. So, several years ago, a man working on one of the many restoration projects in the mansion started his day early in a section with several fireplaces. They called this the Hall of Fires. The house was dead quiet before tours got underway, and he was working up on his ladder when he felt someone tap him on the back. He turned to ask what the person wanted, and no one was there. Reassuring himself that he just imagined the sensation, he went back to his work, only to experience what felt like someone pushing his back. That was enough. He was completely done. He hurried down the ladder, crossed the fucking estate, and started on another project, figuring that someone or something just didn't want him working in the Hall of Fires that day.
Yeah.
So a tour guide by the name of Samantha recently led visitors to the Daisy bedroom where Sarah Winchester was trapped during the 1906 quake. Samantha was about to bring her spiel about a very clear... She was about to, like, talk about what was going on, and then they heard a very clear sigh coming from the small hallway outside the bedroom door. Thinking one of her guests had merely fallen behind, Sarah turned to call the person into the room, but saw nobody. Then, as her eyes adjusted to the darkened hallway, she did see something. The form of a small, dark person slowly emerged, gliding around a corner. Samantha quickly wrapped around the corner, or stepped around the corner, and again saw nothing, but heard yet another deep sigh. She felt sure that this was the tiny form of Sarah Winchester herself, perhaps pissed off that people are finding, that she was finding people in her favorite fucking bedroom.
Yeah.
So, you can actually visit the Winchester Mystery House, and it costs about $39.99 per person. You can also tour the gardens around the house, which are supposed to be absolutely beautiful. But that's, like, a completely another tour you have to pay for, and I think it's, like, probably, like, $30 or something like that.
Damn.
If you don't have the time to fly all the way to San Jose, you can also buy an immersive 360 virtual tour for, like, $8.99 if you want to do that. But honestly,
I would like to do that.
I would love to go there to see what it's like. You know what I'm saying?
But it's tripped out.
So what are we thinking? Do you think Sarah Winchester saw some ghostly spirits in her house and was building some fucking house? Do you think she was crazy?
Absolutely. She fucking saw spirits because doing seances every freaking day, that's gonna bring a lot of shit in. A lot of shit in.
Who would do that? She literally made a seance room. Like, that's not a joke. Like, that's literally there.
Mm-mm.
I don't know, man. Sarah Winchester is a little bit weird. She's a little different. I know she went through a fucking shit ton of, like, tragedies. Like, losing her husband, losing her daughter. I get it. But you're fucking rich.
Yeah.
Enjoy your life. Don't fucking build a goddamn house.
Money can't buy your lost loved ones.
They can buy me a new one.
Damn.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, sugar mama.
I'm just kidding. Bro, I'd be having the time of my life. No, I wouldn't. Okay, if Sarah died, I wouldn't be happy with the money that I have. Of course, I'd wait like 10 years. 10 years.
That's a good amount of years.
10 years. I'd wait 10 years and then go out and do what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for some pictures?
Yes, I'm ready.
Yo, Sarah Winchester, she's fucking weird, bro. Here we go. I don't even like looking at this picture, to be honest. It gives me the fucking creeps.
The creeps.
Give me the creeps. All right, man, you ready? Here's Sarah Winchester.
I can make it laugh so freaking hard it hurts you.
Oh. Okay. Creepy vibes, bro.
You know, bro, I made my fucking mouse
red
so I can see it. And I can't see it.
I see it. It's right there. It was over here.
Oh, okay.
Oops, sorry.
Okay.
Oh my god, I just saw nudes.
No, you didn't. So this is the Winchester Mystery House.
Jesus.
It's fucking huge.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
That's the door that leads outside. Random. That's the staircase that leads to nowhere.
That is a room.
I don't think that's a seance room.
That is a room.
That is a room. But it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. That's a skylight that is just randomly on the inside. The staircase leads nowhere. This is what it used to look like when she first got it. Right?
Wow.
Sarah Winchester. And this is the house now on the outside. We first get there.
Beautiful.
Damn.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's it.
That is crazy.
I thought I saved that photo of that guy with the picture, but I guess I didn't. It really wasn't anything, to be honest. Like, you really can't see shit. And they're saying, like, oh, there's a figure in the fucking window, and it looks like a goddamn curtain. Does not look like a figure.
People see what they want to see.
They see what they want to see. All right, conclusion, Lindsay M.
She was haunted as fuck.
That bitch was haunted!
She sold her soul.
That coochie
to these demons.
That coochie was... Shut up. Possessed. The coochie was possessed.
She sold her soul.
She was just a weird, eccentric lady.
She... I don't know, dude. That's creepy.
Very creepy. All right, Lindsay.
But that was a good story.
You think so?
I like that I learned that they were the founders of the rifle company. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Yep. She had a lot of money. I would have been her friend.
Fuck yeah.
She's a little creepy, but that's okay. I like creepy.
I don't think she had any friends.
I don't think so either.
Probably not.
I think she was just crawling through the walls.
After you lose two people you love, you might go a little crazy.
I would go crazy. I would.
Yeah, that's sad.
But anyway, so that's the Winchester Mystery House, Lindsay Ann.
That was an awesome story. I loved to hear it.
Yeah. One day we'll go. One day we're going to take a trip.
We're going to go everywhere.
Each and every place that we have talked about, we're going to go to Edinburgh.
That'd be cool.
Bro, I've already looked up tickets to go to Scotland.
That's creepy.
Why?
Because
the tunnels are scary.
Fuck yeah.
I would very much hesitate to go into those fucking tunnels. Mm-hmm. All right, so if we have any listeners in Scotland, Edinburgh to be exact, hit us up.
Oh yeah.
Let us chill at your house.
I know, right?
Let me sleep on your couch. one day I would like to go overseas, and I would like you to come with me. But I know you hate planes.
I do. I'm fucking terrified.
I know. It's okay. No. See, I would have a problem, too. When we went to Denver, it was, like, literally an hour and a half flight, and I hated every fucking minute of it. Because I kept thinking, like, if you literally just ripped away the bottom of this, we'd go straight down to the ground.
Yeah.
Like... And we had turbulence up the motherfucker. So I'm just like, one, it's going to be 9/11 in here.
Dude, seriously.
I think about that a lot. More so, I feel like I never used to think about that. Okay, so I lived in Pennsylvania for 2 years. I would have to come from Pennsylvania to Texas. Mm-hmm. I mean, at least 3 or 4 times I think I've done.
Yeah.
So I was like completely okay with flights and going through all that and doing all that. But as, like, I'm 29 years old, I'm like, I hate this shit.
Yeah.
This gives me anxiety. This makes me nervous.
Freaking scary to think about. You're just in the sky.
Bitch, you've never been on a plane.
How does this big, heavy, metal thing carry everybody?
How?
Science. I don't fucking know.
Science, bitch.
I really think about that. Like, how the fuck does this big-ass thing get in the air from the ground? I mean, I know there's...
a lot going on.
But...
how's it stay up there?
Exactly.
I'm not smart. I'm dumb.
Shut up.
I think the same thing, though, about, like, cruise ships, though. Like, I think about that. So when we went on our cruise for the honeymoon, I was thinking to myself, how the fuck are we afloat? There's so much on this fucking cruise ship. How are we afloat? How? How are we not sinking right now? If we sunk, I literally went through my mind of, like, what do I do in that instance? Am I going to be able to save Sarah? I'm going to have to leave her. She's going to have to die. No, I actually was like, if I had to, because we were like on the...
You wore a life jacket the whole time you were on board.
Bitch, I wanted to. Underneath my clothes. But like, we were like on the 10th floor and we were like in the middle kind of. You had to run. I mean, I ran those hallways.
Yeah.
I was really drunk at some point. But, you know, like, I mean, you really had to, I would die in my suite. I would die in that room with her. I wouldn't leave her.
You a damn lie. No,
Sarah would probably leave my ass.
Yeah, you are.
Sarah'd be like, Peace out.
You
got
out,
this. You a better swimmer than me.
Mm-hmm. Survival instincts kick in. You can't just stay. You gotta.
No, I don't think so. As a police officer, I have no survival instincts.
Damn.
Literally. I mean, we run towards the...
You run towards the danger.
Yeah. I mean, I've done situations... I've been in situations where, like, I literally couldn't gotten myself killed. And mm-hmm. I didn't bat an eye. You know?
Yeah.
So.
You're so brave.
Shut up.
I love that for you.
I know. Anyways... Okay, so that will be the Winchester Mystery House. We love you guys. Thank you for listening to us, Lindsay.
And if y'all ever want to send us some stories, we'd love to hear some. You can send us stuff at our email at ghost.demyass@gmail.com. And go check out our Instagram. Go give us a follow at ghost. It's ghost DEMA.
Mm-hmm. Leave us a comment, y'all. Listen, I've been making these fire memes.
Dude, you do make some good ass memes.
Did you see the one where I did with Ross from Friends? I was like, no. Hey, cute. I was like, hey, cuties, did you listen to this week's episode? I'm funny.
I love it.
I'm funny.
That's so
Anyways,
funny.
Guys, we're tired of seeing spam in our inbox. Hit us up, please.
Seriously. All right. Even if it's a made-up story. We don't have to know.
Hey. But for real, though.
We don't have to know.
Whatever stories that land in my inbox, I'm going to be like, I'm going to trust this person to tell me that they're being honest with me. Yeah. You know? Just give me something to fucking scare Lindsay with. That's all I want to do. I want to scare this bitch. Even though she literally gets scared at the mic moving.
B! I'm like not touching the table at all, and all of a sudden this thing's off.
But do you see me hanging all over my fucking computer?
I didn't think about it. You were just holding a fucking beeping phone, and now, like, that happened, and I was like...
You don't even know what the beep means, though, because you never...
I do know what it means. It means there's something around.
Did you read the instructions on that thing?
Yes.
You
didn't read it. I don't remember how to do...
You're a lying ass.
I just don't remember how to do the camera thing.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Anyways.
Hater.
Love you guys.
Okay, love y'all guys.
Love y'all.
Stay spoopy.
Spoopy!